Well, it just so happens that your friend here is only mostly dead. There's a big difference between mostly dead and all dead.
Just like Wesley, I might be back from the dead. Well, we all might be back from the dead. So the podcast is not completely dead, just as we say, mostly dead. I am working on revitalizing it. It will take a little bit of time. I was hoping for March, but I think it may be April or May. Gonna try and plot out a schedule, get some things pre-recorded, get some things loaded up so that we can pre-program and release everything on a regular schedule like we wanted to last year and didn't get around to. I guess we'll be calling it Season 2 of Pulse Rifles and Plasma Grenades. I think we'll hear from Dan a lot more often because he is within arm's reach 9 times out of 10. May even get a couple other folks on here who are either moving back into the area or are not too far away. See how things go. I would love to do more. It's just, unfortunately, life doesn't always find a way. Sorry, Jeff Goldblum.
No, I'm simply saying that life finds a way.
Mostly, we had a computer failure, and since I do most of the editing, and most of the management, and most of the coordination, and well, a lot of it. When my computer crashed, it was a real stumbling block for the podcast. So what we're going to do is I'm going to try and dig through my hard drive and find the files from the last time my kids were in town. I believe we did record something with the intent of playing it. Actually, it wasn't the last time they were in town. It actually was the really late summer visit, so August, September timeframe. I wanted to get that out, but I never did, never finished editing it. God knows what state it's in, or if it will even be salvaged. But I'll get in there and see what I can find. We have plenty of ideas. It's just the coordination piece, the editing piece that really gets in the way, as well as life. I have a very big work project for the next 2 months. It's actually, we've been working on it for a month already, and that has been consuming way more than my normal work hours. And once we finish phase one, the real work actually may begin. So we'll see how that goes. I've also been promoted to Shodan in the jiu-jitsu school that I work at. Well, I don't really work at, but the jiu-jitsu school I've been a student at for the last 9 years. I've actually done Japanese jiu-jitsu for 20 years now, on and off. So that is taking up some more of my time as I may become one of the instructors at one of our side projects. So my life is full of side projects. But, yeah, this is Nate, by the way, if you didn't recognize the voice. But if you are subscribed to the podcast, which very few people still are, I think we lost most of our subscriber base. It happens when you take a unscheduled, unannounced hiatus. Yeah, so I have a very busy life. I have no personal life or social life anymore. And heaven forbid I have one of those or one of those pops up, then I will have no time for anything, including sleeping. Who knows? I'm not sure I care. All right, well, this is just a little blurb to let you all know that we are not dead. We still care about the podcast, and we will eventually do something about it. But life will get in the way. Hopefully we can get some stuff kind of piled up, and I don't think I'm going to spend nearly as much time editing because, gosh darn, it takes a while when I try and be super anal retentive about how clean and clear the audio is. All right, that's it for now, but hopefully we'll have something out here in the next month or two. I just wanted to give you all an update because I know a few people do actually subscribe to this still, and I didn't want to lose you forever. Radio out. Don't call me radio.
Come in, radio. Don't call me radio, Unit 91.